Don DeLillo, thank you so much for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio. Welcome to Rhode Island.
Thanks very much. The last time I was in Rhode Island, I must have been about 8 years old when my parents and I came here to see my grandparents.
Now, where were they?
Warren, Rhode Island.
Know it well. Now you're back. You're here for the International Fiction Now Festival that's going on, kind of a celebration of Professor Robert Coover and his career. I was talking to him earlier, and I asked him if he felt that this was kind of like a look back at his entire career and whatever legacy it might have. Does that strike you as something that you've thought about for yourself?
No, I'm doing my very best to stay out of sight. And I do think in terms of the career work that I've done, but only in the vaguest terms. I don't have a strong memory of earlier work, and I think I can name the years in which my first 9 or 10 or 11 books were published, but after that, I lose track of which came in 2005 or 2010 and so forth.
So it's the early ones that really stick with you.
They do, and particularly in terms of when I wrote them and how things were in my life at the time. And it's a pleasure for me to think back on those years and to have a kind of vivid recollection of working at a very fast pace during the 1970s.
I asked Robert Coover about that, and he said, looking back, he felt satisfied with what he'd done. He felt like he always knew what he wanted to do, and he felt like he had pretty much done it. Is that similar to how you feel?
Well, I am satisfied with what I've done. I'm not sure I knew what I would be doing before I started doing it. Normally, I would get an idea that would become compelling, and I would go to work quite early on it, and if I had to do research or travel or any of that, of course, I would just follow the root of the story and of the characters.
The first novel of yours that I read was White Noise, and I was knocked out by the language. Is that something you worked especially on to distinguish it from other novels, I guess? It described American society in a way that I had never really heard before.
I wrote White Noise in less than a year. I wrote it quickly. And what happened was I could not come up with an idea for a novel after the names. And for the first time in my career, I was concerned about such a thing. And so all I did was take some walks on a quiet street, and I started describing such a street. That's all. I knew nothing else. And this is what got me into the novel. I had no pre-planned attack. I just started going, and it happened page by page.
What will you be reading today?
What will I be reading? I'll be reading first a simple page from Bob Coover's work, just as tribute, and then I will be reading from Underworld.
Now, speaking of Coover, what kind of effect did he have on your career, on you knowing him as a man?
I didn't know him at all until yesterday. I've always admired Coover. I don't know about what effect he might have had, but I've always admired him, and that's why I agreed to appear here.
You're often identified as a postmodern writer. Is that something that you claim? Does it mean anything to you?
When I first heard myself identified as a postmodern writer, I didn't know quite in what way. And I thought about my work and thought about postmodernism, and I wasn't sure that I suited the term. And it's always been the case that I can't characterize my work beyond the day-to-day work itself. I wouldn't know how to describe it in broad terms modernist, postmodernist, submodernist. I simply don't know how to do that.
It's the work.
It's the work that matters, and the pleasure through the years that I took in this work.
Well, Don DeLillo, it's a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for taking the time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you also.